This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Need to heal, ladies and gentlemen. That's my question for you. Are you waking up each morning saying, I wish there would be a little more healing? I wish we could just all get along. I see USA Today, front page today, in Trump Nation, healing is overrated. Which I think is a typical mainstream media bias at work. Myself. Because I think Donald Trump has, you look at, for instance, the night he accepted the presidency on election night, very gracious. His visit to the White House with President Obama, very gracious. Donald Trump punches back, but he doesn't normally start a fight, right? Yet there is this vitriol directed at him that is just unbelievable, be it, you know, the Meryl Streep Hollywood stuff or, you know, John Lewis saying his election is not legitimate and 60 Democrats now not going to the... So, my question for you is whether, as Trump supporters or not, North Dakotans, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, wherever you're from here on the Northern Plains, do you get up and say, gee, I really want some healing? I think it's a media thing. I think the media thing is we lost. You know, our nose has been on a joint here a little bit, and we just want somebody to plop a pacifier in our mouth. Tell us it'll be better. I think it's just a bunch of liberal reporters that fuel this fire and some folks on the extreme left who are never going to get over it. I don't think there's anything Donald Trump could do short of saying, you know what, I really don't want this job, and tell you what, how about we give it to Hillary Clinton after all, that would make them happy. Healing in general, great idea. Wonderful. Love it. And any time you have a very challenging time to come out of that and say, okay, let's heal up a little bit. Throw our arm around each other, and while we might not agree on everything, we're going to find some mutual interest, and we're going to go to work, right? Good idea. What could be bad about that? But I think they want something very different than that. They want Donald Trump to say, I'm wrong, you're right. That's their idea of healing, I think. I don't know. I just I wonder if it's just happy talk, it's just media talk, or if it's something that you too would like to see. You know, I think the same thing about the situation at Standing Rock. I think about folks in the neighborhood that have endured now 161 days of that nightmare. I bet they're ready for some healing. I bet they're ready to turn down the temperature. But you have a group of folks that are bent on terrorism. That's what they are. And they're professional protesters behind all of this. We have more evidence of that this week, folks. Have you followed this? This James O'Keefe at the Veritas Project that went undercover on all the plans to disrupt the Trump inaugural. Some very radical stuff. And by the way, these people are in classes. Kind of on the briefing on here's how we're going to do this, and if you encounter these kind of people, here's what you do, and all of that. And they are paid. And one of them said, yeah, this is great. I was at Standing Rock, and now I'm here. This is a profession. These are professional anarchists. Eco-terrorists out there, very much leading the efforts to shut down energy infrastructure projects. And terrorists in general. That have been to Donald Trump rallies. They've been caught before. This is what they do. In my mind, we ought to expend every resource of government to investigate this, to find out who's paying for this, to hold people accountable, because they hide behind the First Amendment. It's bad news. And then people on the other side who don't even acknowledge it, they run around and say, oh, we need healing. We need healing. Why don't you clean up your own house and then come talk to us about healing? It's kind of what I'm thinking. But I want to know what you're thinking. Welcome to a pre-inauguration edition of What's on Your Mind. This is the rubber match today. We're just getting ready to crank it up. In fact, I'll be hopping on a plane later today and broadcasting from Washington tomorrow and Friday on What's on Your Mind. Pretty darn excited. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
As always. And we're ready to take your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. Coming up on the program, bottom of the hour, our Legislature Today segment, Jason Doctor will be here from Bismarck. Tom Kenville, a chair of the Valley Angel Investment Fund. We'll talk about the Angel Fund tax credit. It's really about capital formation. It's about the availability of investment dollars to start a business. And I guess the question now is, what kind of rate of return are taxpayers getting? Is this a good investment for North Dakota to continue, as other states have done as well? Is it working in a difficult budget environment? St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, North Dakota, is our Giving Hearts Day charity of focus today. Look forward to talking to Sister Mary Louise a little later on in this program. And Chris Berg from Point of View with Chris Berg coming up on the show, too. So stay tuned for that on the show. Go ahead and roll the call that came in while we were chatting about the healing, and then we'll go to some of these live calls, Tom. Or not?
Okay, I think I lost you there, because all I heard was or not on my end.
I said, how about rolling that call that we had talking about healing?
That little network drop thing, okay.
Scott, when I hear you say heal, I hear that Republicans should capitulate to the Democrats like they've been doing for the past 8 years.
Ouch.
I do not want healing. I do not want capitulation. I want somebody that's going to do something.
All right. That's why I'm asking. I'm not suggesting Republicans begin an effort to heal. I'm saying, do you want healing? Do you feel like we need it? And, should Trump be the one to lead it? The media does. What do you think? Ruby in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hi, I definitely think the nation needs healing. And we have a big group of people, and I wish everybody would do this. We have our cell phone alarm set for 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock wherever the people are, we pray for our government, incoming government, and yes, I voted for Trump, you bet I did, and we pray that they'll have a smooth transition, and we pray for our nation that there will be peace, we pray for our troops, and we pray for the police, and every night at 8 o'clock we do this, and I truly believe in prayer, and prayer as a group is just amazing, and I wish that everybody would set their alarms at 8 o'clock and do the same thing.
Well, that's a neat idea. Now, why 8? What happened with 8? Just somebody picked 8 o'clock as a good time to do it?
My husband talked about Winston Churchill at one time. I don't know. They were in the war or something in England. I don't know. They were getting bombed by the Germans, and they asked all the captains to pray. And it just happened to be that they picked 8 o'clock. It doesn't matter when, but that's when we decided we just do it like he did. And the bombing stopped. And like I said, I truly believe in prayer. And our nation does need healing. There's no chance about that. I could not believe when the college kids needed, when they needed to have a grieving time, counseling, grieving time. I put an editorial in our Detroit Lakes paper, and I said that it was kind of scary to think that the generation coming up has got so feeble-minded that if you lose, you riot. What's up with that? When Obama got in, we didn't riot. I thought, okay, this is my president. Don't like him, don't want him, have to get along with it. you know, but good gracious.
Yeah, you didn't start paying protesters to head to the inaugural and disrupt things. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Ruby. Thank you. Jason and Bismarck, your take, you're up.
Yeah, the DAP protesters, or at least the people on the reservation, want healing and for us to kind of get over what's been going on with the protest. Yet they don't want to get over what happened 150 years ago when they lost land during what was essentially a war. They lost a war. It's unfortunate, but it happens. They need to get over it. They need to learn to heal before there can be any healing on our side.
Yeah, healing has to go both ways, and that's a good point. I mean, you might want to deal with these one at a time rather than saying because of how you perceived you were treated, right or wrong, and there's plenty of examples of it. At some point, you've got to say, I've got to put that in my past and move forward, or you are forever a victim. Yeah, good points, Jason. Thank you. Harold and Reader, Mark and Goodrich, and some emails and texts coming in, too, on What's on Your Mind. Let us know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
One, two, three, four.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today, and NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource website. Their Facebook page as well. You know, the oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of growth that's happening in the state as well. If you want to find out more about all that, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, Newsweek.com. Four hearings underway for nominees of Donald Trump and his cabinet up in Capitol Hill today, so you'll be hearing a lot of news about that. We're talking a little bit about whether or not healing is needed. Here's a texter. It's called tyranny. They want to oppress us till we can't breathe. Trump needs to tell the leftists what Obama told Republicans. We won. You can come along if you want, but you're going to have to sit in the back of the bus. Another texter says, is Heidi going to the inauguration? Assume you're referring to Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I've not heard she's not. It would not be wise for her to skip that. But we shall see. Paid rent a mob protesters. Duh. Been saying that a long time. Yeah. As have we. You're exactly right. Talking about the connection between what we learned this week about plans to protest the inaugural by paid protesters who are bragging about being at Standing Rock, getting their paycheck there. Another texter, when I hear you talk heel, I hear give the Democratic Party what they want. If they do it again, the GOP is finished. Again, I'm not suggesting anything other than I want to know what you think about whether or not healing is necessary. We're going to hear a lot about it. Emailer, I heard Scott talking about paid protesters. Apparently, they're part of the Obama employment numbers. You know, if there'll be an announcement when the recall petitions are ready for signing. Us older citizens do not have social media, so our sources for information are limited. Thanks very much, Dan. P.S. Scott, give it up with this phony healing garbage. Which of your right-wing beliefs are you going to give up to help heal the leftists? I'm asking a question. All right, Mark and Goodrich, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Scott. I think, number one, as Christians, people who say they're Christians, myself, first of all, you know, I'm very interested in politics, but I need to check my speech. In other words, I need to take the advice of the Bible and do my best when thinking about or speaking about these various inflammatory situations to speak the truth in love and to think in ways that are based in the love of God for all people. That's number one for me as a Christian. Number two, you did make an important point about paid protesters, some at Standing Rock, and now they're going to the inauguration. This demonstrates that there's really some powerful forces behind the very divisive and kind of hateful things that are happening in our country in different places. And we need to recognize that there are very powerful forces and have been throughout history that do not want something like a constitutional republic that's governed of, by, and for the people. They don't want that. And it's not just a left-right thing. And I think this was illustrated on Rush Limbaugh's program yesterday. I was shocked to actually hear Rush bring up the term military-industrial complex. He had Brett Baer on, who's written a book, and it's come out. It's about the Eisenhower administration. His last few days in office, his farewell address, and the transition to the Kennedy administration. And it was they focused on Eisenhower, former general and then President Eisenhower's farewell speech when he warned America about the threat to our republic by the military-industrial complex and the concentration of power and wealth that goes into this organization, these various organizations that work together. And Eisenhower even spoke about it as a spiritual problem. So, you know, you think about Trump now, bring it back to Trump. He's actually come out and criticized the CIA, the intelligence, the reasons we went to war in Iraq, right? The military-industrial complex, the war in Iraq. I'll make one point here. I don't know of any high-level UK or U.S. officials that have denied the existence of or the authenticity of what's called the Downing Street Memo, which was signed by the top 12 officials in the UK. And in that memo, it said that the intelligence was being fixed around the plan to go to war in Iraq.
All right. Yeah, you got a lot there. So I'm going to comment on a couple of things. One, as far as the tone, if you will, I think that's really, like you say, all Donald Trump can control. And I think without, you know, clearly when punched, he's going to punch back. I don't think you're going to change that. I don't know that people want him to change that. It's what got him elected. They like the fighter spirit in him. People are mad. $20 trillion in debt, and people get worried about, what, you know, why is he mean to people? $20 trillion is immoral mean, ladies and gentlemen. It's awful. There's so much that can be done. So, you know, control what you can control with your tone. Obviously, he's going to punch back. In the meantime, fix things. Don't you think that's the best thing to heal this? I don't know that he needs to do any kind of, you know, overt effort other than do what you said you were going to do. If you go into Detroit and fix inner city Detroit, you know, Ben Carson and company leading that, and, you know, other communities like it, Chicago, and bring these jobs back, that'll be a lot of healing right there. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. Harold and Reeder, what's on your mind?
I'm concerned about this talk about putting a 5% sales charge or surcharge on these elder care facilities in North Dakota. I think it's just terrible that the state would be considering that at the time when they have money to build a new governor mansion. My mother lives in a home. She sleeps 18 hours a day. And she's basically no problem at all. She shares the room with another individual that is not as big as a college dorm room. And that costs her $6,000 a month. Why are we so predatory on people who are so vulnerable?
Yeah, I don't know that it's being predatory. I think what the challenge is, the dollars to operate those, to hire staff, you know, is becoming more and more challenging. And it's just a product of the whole healthcare system being in a really tough spot. So that's a proposal. And Harold, good suggestion. We'll dig into that specific proposal, get somebody on both sides of that so we can have that heard here on the program. The only thing I would suggest that maybe isn't fair to connect the dots on is that the governor's residence is funded out of you know, dollars that are set aside specifically for buildings and grounds at the Capitol, right? So it isn't like they pull that out of a you know, general fund, or that it takes away from something else. You know, that's dollars that are set aside long ago, and they specifically try to remove politics from it because nobody would want to be responsible for saying, yeah, build a new residence. So as you may remember, Governor Dalrymple was against it, didn't want to do it. And, of course, in challenging budget times, doesn't look good. But a lot of legislators continue to push that just because the funds were there, couldn't be spent on anything else anyway, and they were dedicated for it. So they really don't connect to, you know, in other words, if you had that money, could you use it in elder care? But your larger point is worth digging into a little bit. It's just the cost of health care. Appreciate you calling and sharing that story, and best to your mom. And, boy, those caregivers are really something. My mom's in a memory care unit, too, and I'm just amazed at those caregivers. So that's part of this, too, getting those folks more bucks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're brought to you by MyPillow today.
Yes,
MyPillow, ladies and gentlemen, which is the best pillow money can buy. We still have some great deals for you to consider. Want you to get the best pillow money can buy through the end of January. My friend Mike Lindell, the proprietor, the inventor, the man behind MyPillow, wants to give you two standard queen MyPillow premiums and two go-anywhere pillows for just $99.98. So it's the four-for-one deal, $99.98. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. This will not last forever. As you heard now, we're having to say at least through the end of January. So getting close. Now's the time. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, our Legislature Today segment in just a moment. Kevin and Fargo first. What's on your mind, sir? Kevin, are you there? Hang on, Kevin. If you can hear me, I can't hear you. Manny, I'm not hearing Kevin. Yes, Kevin, are you there? All right, we tried. You call
all
back.
You can do.
Yes, all we can do. You call back, Kevin, and let us know what's on your mind. Emailer here says, Clyde Lewis radio show on K-Fire last night. He indicated law enforcement at Standing Rock were using mobile rocket launchers at the bridge to attempt to control the protesters. He did say he was not sure if they were loaded or not. Who is this guy? Whose side is he on? Clyde Lewis, bit of a conspiracy theorist. Fair to say, Todd?
Very fair to say. He's really been on the side of the protesters through this.
Yeah, so that's one issue. The other thing I would tell you is that my understanding is there is a device there that is not armed, but does have surveillance capability, and they're using the surveillance capability. As usual, the protesters, are lying about it, are trying to say that it's there for some other reason. We are trying to get an answer from the North Dakota National Guard specifically on that and have a request in for General Dorman this morning. So
kind of like those big water cannons they had, right?
Yeah, in fact, Fox News had a story yesterday about this device, and they talk about water cannons. Yeah, there were never water cannons used on any protesters. You know, it's just amazing.
Where do we get one?
It's fake news, folks. It's what it is. It's these professional protesters who can get anything they want in the media, in the news. Don't trust it. You know, the truth is nowhere to be found in media coverage of the Standing Rock situation. It's just unbelievable. So just, you can hear all the garbage, then come here and we'll get you some facts on it. All right, let me welcome to the program two individuals. We're going to talk a little bit about angel funds today. Jason Doctor is here. Jason is a member of the Finance and Tax Committee, vice chair there, also Government and Veterans Affairs. He's from Bismarck. Jason, how are you?
Good.
And Tommy Canville is here. Tom is the chairman of one of about 25, 30, somewhere in that number, angel funds in North Dakota. This one, the Bally Angel Investment Fund, joins us as well to talk a little bit about angel funds and the tax credits that are afforded investors in angel funds today on the program, something you've been hearing about for the last number of months. Tommy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Scott.
So can you go back, Jason, on the intent of the legislation? What was the original idea behind the Republican legislator putting these angel fund tax credits in place?
Well, Scott, as you know, we had it. I was chairman of the political sub-tax committee during the interim, and we had the task to look at all of the tax incentives over a three-interim period. And when we got into the angel funds, the committee, we did not realize that there was lack of transparency, there was lack of accountability. And so the committee felt we needed to do something and to put some regulations. Under the current law, if you invest into an angel fund, you can put it into a fund, receive the tax credit without the money being invested into any business. And that was one of the big sticking points for the committee, is that how do you receive a credit before you even invest in the company? The whole premise of an incentive is to spur economic development. And so once we delved into the details, the committee felt that we don't want to get rid of angel funds, but we need to do and put some regulations on so that we know that the money is getting invested, and we know that the state of North Dakota getting a rate of return, because every time that you give these incentives, it takes away from all taxpayers. And so we have to be very cautious when we give out these incentives.
But I'm talking about the original intent of having them in the first place, and that, as I recall, is a competitive thing. One, there's other states have them, but you want North Dakota to be an entrepreneurial and investor-friendly state, right? So the idea here is to have this and spur people to invest in angel funds and invest in businesses and create jobs. That's the ultimate goal, right?
That is the ultimate goal. And prior to 2007, before angel funds were in existence, we had what's called a seed capital investment. And that investment was used extensively, and it was similar to the angel funds. The only difference is it had a lot more of the regulations. So then in 2007, the legislature passed the angel funds to spur more economic development. Once the angel funds was passed, these investors realized it's a lot less stringent restrictions on the angel funds. So let's put our money in there, and the seed capital has really not been used that much after that. They both serve the same purpose. So this new legislation that we're introducing has some of the seed capital restrictions that we feel the need to be on the angel funds. So we have programs prior to the angel funds. The angel funds were put in place with less restrictions. The seed capital legislation before the existence of the angel funds was working quite well. But there was people in the economic community that wanted to have a different fund and could name it angel fund to have less restrictions and try to spur on more economic development. And I will admit it did work, but we still need to have some restrictions. And like I mentioned before, seed capital is working fine before angel funds became in existence.
So, Tom, talk about, from the perspective of a chair of one of these funds, what you think about the proposed changes here.
Well, I mean, I agree with Jason that we do need some tighter rules. You know, we went along for 8 years, 9 years, and everyone kind of did a good job. And then we've had the last couple of years, a couple of people to stretch the rules to the max, and it's not right. So we do need some rules, but we also need to have it be workable. And so I think that we should have the funds, any new funds, have to spend at least 50% of the capital in a North Dakota affiliated company. Which means that, like, your radio station could be owned out of state, but if you have 10 employees here, you know, that's affiliated, or hopefully you're in state. We'd rather invest in state, but we need the deal flow. And we invest out of, we get out of state capital that comes into these funds as well. Now, they don't receive any tax benefit, but they're coming back home or related to a school in North Dakota to invest, so that's good. But the whole intent of this was to create a capital formation and be known as a state with capital and to help entrepreneurs. And so I just hope we can, you know, get something that's, you know, in the middle so that we are. I'm a North Dakota taxpayer. I don't want our money wasted either, but we also have to keep this Angel Fund deal going, you know.
Can you give me some success stories of Angel Funds? And when North Dakota first looked at this back in 2007, I assume, it was a keep up with the Joneses kind of thing, where other states had them. How are these, what are the best success stories of these Angel Funds, and how long do they take to really bloom?
Well, I wish we could tell you about the success stories. My fund, I can speak to most of that one. We got into 12 investments. Seven of them have gone out of business. We're south about $583,000 right now. We do have three that are cash flow positive. And so hopefully one or two of them, knock it out of the park and we get a return. And then if we get a return, then the North Dakota taxpayers will have income and would pay tax on that. But we're not there yet. And as far as I know, none of the funds that the Center of Innovation helped set up, which are about 12 to 15 of the 20 some, we helped in Fargo, Bismarck, Wofton. There's probably three funds in Grand Forks now with the college students funds. And so none of them have had a home run yet. We're all hoping and we're in the game, but it's a tough road. And then with the economy, how it was in 08, 09, that set back or put a couple of the deals out of business,
But isn't that the nature of an angel fund? I mean, really, these are folks that can't go to a traditional investor. They can't go to a bank. And it is,
can't get money. They can't get money anywhere. They've already got it from friends and relatives, and they all need $1 million or $2. So the funds all syndicate. And so our fund would look over a deal and put $100,000. They need $1 million. So then I'd say, can I share it with the Gopher Angels, the Wofton Angels, and the Bismarck Angels? And so Minnesota would invest too in a North Dakota deal. Fargo and WAP would. We try to get them to where they need to be. Then hopefully they have a good plan and we can, keep them alive. But it's a tough game because, it's very early stage, maybe have some sales, a lot of technology companies. A lot of different type of companies, actually, medical companies too. Quite a few of our angel funds have done their manufacturing down at Comdell and WAP. I would say six or eight of the investments have worked down there. And we've had one exit that we got half of our cash back and then some stock, but the stock tanked after the sale. And so it hasn't been, we haven't got all of our money out of that one yet.
Yeah, and again, that's the nature of angel funds. I mean, I think that's what people need to understand. And Jason, again, these are private invested dollars. They do get a tax credit. So given some fixes on what you're saying, kind of cleaning up some of the controls, similar to the seed capital fund, you see this program continuing?
Yes, I do. In some form, and the committee, we formed a subcommittee, and we went through and we made some changes. But yeah, we want to keep angel funds alive and well. We just want put some regulations, and so that we know going forward that their money isn't being that money is being invested, giving them a tax credit, and helping spurring on economic development, because that's our main goal. Because especially with the economy that we're in right now in the state, we need every kind of economic boost that we can get.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you for the time. One of the many issues we're watching at the legislative session as they continue. Jason Doctor, Bismarck, Tom Kenville, chair of the Valley Angel Investment Fund on each side of that particular issue. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Short break. Back with more of your calls on the news of the day after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good morning. I'm just calling in about this healing question. There's no doubt in my mind that this country is in some a real need for healing, but the first thing that comes to my mind, and I think it comes to a lot of people's mind when they heard or when they hear the word healing, is the Republicans giving in to the Democrats.
I agree with you. I think a lot of people hear that. And I think even some people, just by the fact that I raised this question today, suggested that I was saying it was time for healing. I'm saying, do you think that should be a priority of Trump? Do you feel there's a need for healing? What should his mode be? The media is going to push for that. The left's going to push for that. And by the way, I believe a lot of them would translate it the way you are. Hey. Do more of what we want you to do, not what you want to do. Forget that you won. Forget those people who elected you. That's their game. Don't want it to happen at all. Hey, it's Wednesday, so we got to do a little Wednesday Wheels brought to you by Pucklett, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Valley City. Your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores, one in Bismarck, now a new location in Valley City, by the way, Pucklett. And this week's featured vehicle, I'm looking at it, is a 2004 Chevy one-ton crew cab pickup. Nothing like a red truck. I'm just here to tell you. Yes, nothing.
I love mine.
Yeah, you. That's right. Todd's is red, too. So this is a Chevy one-ton crew cab pickup. It's got the popular Duramax diesel engine, about 120,000 miles. So it's got a long way to go on that baby. Leather-heated seats, fifth-wheel hitch. Whether you're on the farm, on the ranch, construction, where you got to tow something, this baby's a beast with all the comforts and amenities. And today, and today only, they've got a price tag. Are you ready? $19,860, under 20 grand for a lot of truck. Hop online, check it out for yourself at PucklettsValleyCity.com. And the great thing about Pucklett is they have a big selection of mint condition, one-owner vehicles. Means you save a ton of money on a car, truck, or SUV that's like new. And most of the time, they know who owned it and who bought it new, so they know the story behind the vehicle. So this one, again, is an 04 Chevy one-ton crew cab Duramax diesel, 120,000 miles, loaded up with tons of extras, on sale today only. If you tell them Scott sent you, $19,860 at PucklettsValleyCity.com. Scott in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi, Sid is calling in about that Angel Fund. I enjoy positive discussion, by the way. That lately we need some of that. But two things. I've been directly involved with that kind of stuff over the past 10 to 15 years. One thing, you know, I hear them saying, they're looking for the home run. Well, when you pull the slot machine, you're going to hit one, but, you know, it doesn't happen that often. One thing to think about is investing in companies that, you know, maybe they could be expanding. It could be startup. That may be more of a brick-and-mortar type deal. You know, something that's going to return maybe not 300%, but 10, 15, 20, 25%. And the other thing with that, there's one thing. You can throw money at anything, okay, but without the proper management, these companies are in need of management. Yeah, probably more sometimes. They need money to go, but they need that management structure, that
sure.
Gray hair.
Have you ever
in order to make those things work?
Have you ever worked with one of the Angel Fund groups in North Dakota? I think we have about 20, 26, 27. Ever interacted with any of them at all?
You know, I was involved a long time ago in a company called Grainline.com and Stocksheets.com and dealt with getting money and raising money and we got to the table, and then of course the bubble popped, you know. So we were one of those .com companies, but again, it's management, and you got to see that through.
Yeah, and I think that's the value. What I was going to say is a lot of these groups that I'm familiar with on these angel funds, I've never been in front of them, but I know people that are you know, Tom Kendall being one of them, who's a friend of mine, and others that have been part of it. You know, the value in, you know, so Scott, you have an idea. You go before this angel fund. You say, hey, I've tapped out family and friends. I need to go to the next level. Here's what I think we can accomplish. They put you through your paces big time, right? They're gonna poke
right.
And prod to make sure you have the managerial chops to be worthy of those dollars. And they're not going
right.
to give you everything you want, but they're going to give you a piece of it. So, but they are more of the long shot kind of deals where they recognize that, look, you got a tough road ahead, but you got a good enough idea. You've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it at this point. You got the right management. Here, you're worthy of that investment. They get a tax credit, so it makes them a little more likely to do it. And, you know, what they do
yep.
is they put that in the angel fund, and then the angel fund doles it out to different groups. So,
I think they need two of them, two avenues, though. You know, they need to go for that, what you just said, that long shot opportunity. But I think they'd be wise to put money in companies that aren't such the, you know, pull the handle on the lottery, you know, more of an investment in a new idea, you know. Have two avenues for those funds, you know.
Yeah, and every angel fund has different criteria that they determine between themselves of kind
sure.
of what they're looking for. But I hear you. I don't disagree that's, you know, you're just talking about a good mix of where you're investing your bucks,
yep.
for sure.
It's a great concept. Great concept. And that's what we need in this state. Stuff like that, you know.
You do. I mean, we need to be, for one, access to capital is how Microsoft became Microsoft, right? How Great Plains became Great Plains.
Right.
I mean, if you look at all the great companies, they started with somebody believing early on, and then they take off. So to have a little of that availability and access to capital,
we got a lot of good
important.
People.
Yeah,
we got a lot of good people in North Dakota. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of
That's
good ideas.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Well said. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. More of your calls after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MVI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MVI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MVI Energy Services. Go to MVIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MVI? It's the best. MVI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money too? Call Health Markets for a free consultation and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You're listening to GC.